Going to college, it's really expensive. I'm having a baby, they're really expensive. I sell books though, they're really good. You should also subscribe. What do I take evolution to be? I mean, biological evolution is just pretty standardized. The idea that organisms change over time. And so the implication of it, so there's a fact of evolution that I've never heard anybody ever disagree with, which is that every single generation is different than the generation before in some small way. The theory of evolution explains how that occurs and sort of why, well, not really why it occurs, but I guess why it is so pervasive, I guess, in nature. So, yeah, that's what I mean by evolution. Your standard, whatever a science textbook would say about evolution, whatever a scientist would say about evolution, that's what I mean by it.
Okay. Would you say that by that definition that entails universal common descent?
Like on Earth, yeah, that's basically what that implies. That's what the theory originally predicted. And then we have really overwhelming confirmatory evidence of that.
Okay. You mind if I run a deductive argument? Would you mind if I run a deductive argument against that?
That's kind. I will let you do it, but I'm just going to say from the onset, I don't really care about a deductive argument because this is science and we have evidence. You don't disprove a scientific idea by giving a deduction because deductive arguments often have inductive premises. So how do we determine if the if those premises are true? Well, you'd have to do some kind of test for them. So
yeah, but you're assuming
I'm laying that out.
But you're assuming identity conditions in the inductive inference, but the induction doesn't account for the identity condition.
I don't care about the identity condition. Too. Science doesn't deal with identity conditions.
Okay. So when you do an experiment,
hold on, real quick. Assume that the theory of evolution or any scientific idea is wholly inadequate at coming up with identity assignments for things. That says absolutely nothing about whether or not evolution is true or false, because that's predicated on evidence. No.
Yeah, it does. It does, actually, because it destroys the preconditions for applying any meaningful semantic content to the evidence in question, right? Because evidence is just going to be a data, right? Some data that exists out there. But data is semantically empty. Like a rock, okay?
Yeah, you have to have an interpreter to interpret the data.
Exactly.
But I don't care what you call the data. Call the data Bing Bong for all I care. That has nothing to do with whether or not when organisms...
How does the data as such entail anything?
That has nothing to do with whether or not...
Totally defeats it.
That has nothing to do with whether or not when an organism passes on its genes, whether those genes are identical.
Does an organism have an identity condition that makes it that particular thing and not some other thing?
It doesn't matter.
It does matter, because how do you know you're talking about the thing you're referring to?
It's called science. Try to keep up.
No wonder Jim Bob destroyed you, dude.
No, okay, he didn't. You know Jim Bob spends the entire argument.
Yes, he did.
No, Jim Bob spends the entire argument not arguing science.
You're so dumb, bro. Okay.
Jim Bob spends the entire argument conceding all of the science and running away from it instead of saying, how do you know when a whale or the, how do you know when the ancestor of a whale stops being the ancestor of the whale and turns into a whale? That's a philosophical question. And even if it's like unanswerable scientifically, that has nothing to do with whether or not it's true. What determines whether or not a scientific idea is true is the evidence. And we have all of the evidence.
Wait, what's evidence?
Something that increases the likelihood of a conjecture being true, I guess you could call
it. And what would be the truth maker for that?
What do you mean? The evidence. Evidence is evidence. There's nothing more to do.
That's a tautology. That doesn't tell me what it is.
Yes, It is a tautology because that's what evidence is. Evidence exists. Reduce that to something else. Facts
How dumb are you?
Facts are facts. Truth is true is true. Evidence is evidence. Can you reduce those things? No, you can't. So go ahead and give your deduction that you wanted to give.
Yeah, okay. Let me pull up the argument. Hold on. Just one second.
Okay, while you're doing that, I have a question for you.
Yeah, I got it. I got it right here.
Is science proven true based on deductions or based on evidence? Are scientific ideas evidence or deductions?
Science is not true. Science only tracks an inference and whether it follows given a set of axioms.
Yeah, do scientific inferences hold based on evidence or based on deductions?
No, scientific inferences hold only based on the validity of the posited axioms.
So evidence doesn't matter, is what you're saying?
Evidence is underdetermined by a paradigm that gives it semantic content, silly.
That's just what you're labeling the evidence. The evidence still exists.
Right, so evidence before as there, such
before
doesn't
an interpreter,
anything.
Before an interpreter interprets the evidence, the evidence exists. And the evidence has the evidence has relationships to things. If a process occurs, then there is evidence that is the evidence just is the relationships between things. For example, when an organism reproduces, it passes on its DNA. So if we can look at organisms and look at their DNA, we can tell which organisms are and are not more closely connected to each other via that evidence. That's it. That's everything.
But I haven't granted you your inductive inference, so that's just going to be a non sequitur. Anyway, let me get to my argument.
You being an idiot is not a non sequitur. That's just you being bad faith.
Yeah, unless you give a normative bridge premise that gives me normative warrant to accept your inductive axiom.
Yeah, when organisms reproduce, they pass on DNA. You didn't know that?
Why should I accept that?
Because it's evidently true.
That's begging the question.
It's not begging the question.
That does beg the question because it assumes that the inference follows. Nice soundboard, dude. All right, let me get to my argument. Premise one, in analytic philosophy, objects are defined as non-subjective concreta with no intentionality, semantic content, inferential power, and no capacity to entail anything. Any problems with that?
I'm not paying attention at all, just so you know.
Oh, yeah. I bet you aren't.
Yeah.
Smoked. Cooked.
I have a deduction for you. All scientific arguments that go by the theory of natural selection are true. Darwin's theory of evolution via natural selection goes by that name. Therefore, it is true. He left? One more time.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Chat, what are they doing? Like, literally, what are they doing? Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.